the
green. Go, baby, go.
We try to sing to each other how we all feel for one another. But soon when the cards all come down,
we're all generally, oh my goodness, run out of love. Lend your ear to the choir, you'll hear those moans getting higher, you'll hear veins popping burst, and an alarm and ready, and you'll see the guards at the gate. No one's watching the inmates. Well, you may think it's strange, but either you die or you change. We were so nice. So nice and cozy as the growing flames leaped at the base boys. As the house caved in, we didn't know where to begin. With our daddy, everyone around us was so content. Was so content. What a surprise.
I love that. That was great. What is that? What is that?
That song is called "Growing Flames." It's one of the first songs that we did together.
Yeah, when we first met, Sean played me parts of two songs, and that was one of them. And obviously, a couple weeks later, we got married. Because what else
obviously.
Did we do?
Clearly,
I fell fast.
After that, I can see why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, see, I can imagine. It's worth saying. This is Abigail Nesson Bengtsson,
right. Right.
As well as Sean McLean Bengtsson.
That's correct. Yeah.
And together, the Bengtsson, you're a married couple.
That's
you have
right.
off-Broadway sort of sensibility, a little that it informs what you're doing here, and it says right here in your bio that indeed you do perform in that capacity sometimes.
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Do.
You know, that's what we started doing. I was doing a one woman opera, we call it, with a one man band that eventually we called a one man husband.
And
that's right. That was about some work I had done in El Salvador and talking about New Orleans and Hurricane Katrina. And we started by touring around doing that work, including in New York City and you know, as big time
yeah.
as we could possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then we started to write shows together and really we started to tour around the country learning stories from different people in different communities. And with their permission, we would write songs about them. And
gosh,
then,
I think some people would pay for that. I mean, what a sweet, that's lovely, you know, like a little enshrinement of the little slice of your life. It's
well, that
fabulous.
Was the notion, you know, to pay respect to the extraordinary, ordinary people that we were meeting. And the idea was to be sort of loving town criers across the country.
Aww.
That would go from town to town to town, sort of spreading the news. And that show was called Ain't That Good News. And
mm-hmm.
it
Aww,
is
lovely.
That sort of funny mix of theater and singing and shouting.
It's nice. Yeah. I appreciate that. Also, plus, and in the live show, you get not only an amazing sonic experience, but something to see.
Hey, hey.
Something to see. We're talking with the Bengtsons there at Canal Street Tavern tonight. And it's funny because I was reading your bio, and it says here that you're from Brooklyn, Vermont, and Indiana. Now, that's three places, and there's just two of you.
That's an interesting. Yeah.
Explain me that.
Well,
so much of our time is on the road, you know, that we're just constantly traveling from place to place.
From Vermont, Indiana, Brooklyn, and everywhere.
It's actually, yeah. Presently, we are splitting our time mostly between New York City and the Berkshires and Massachusetts and Williamstown. But it's still, like, almost all of our time is spent going from place to place. So it's
having three people in that three locations in that bio does make it sound like there's a secret third member.
Yeah. It's the emergent person happens between the two of you.
The complete of the two.
Yeah. Just beautiful. The Bengtsons live in the studio on 91.3 WY. So you have a record out. We're going to give away tickets to the show and also a copy of the record as well. Would you be so kind as to grace us with another?
Oh, we'd be honored. My goodness, you want to do Bells, baby?
Yeah, let's do it.
The Bengtsons on 91.3 WYSO. And then there was the Capo incident.
Bells in my stomach lining ring. All the neighbors, they all sing of all the glory of the lights over Astoria. Christ from the winter reaching out. All the neighbors, they all shout of all the glory of the lights over Astoria. Clap their hands and lead the fleet beyond the waves of concrete. Chimes in my car battery divines to take me to my kind among the beauty of the soy, the corn, the duty of churches with their steeples reaching high, flatlands spread beneath the sky, right by the beauty of the soy, the corn, the duty of clap their hands and lead the fleet beyond the waves of sweet. Amen. In the town, down the stair, in the cold and the chilly air, the bells were ringing, children singing out of key in the break, happy in the frost in the parking lot. The bells were ringing, children singing Christmas Day. Amen, amen. In the dormant ceiling fans, the cracking air and Christmas plans, for all the glory of the life, the times, the story of Papa's hearing it slowly grow. My brother's voice suddenly got low among the glory of the life, the times, the story of clap your hands and lead the show beyond the waves of snow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Amen. Amen. In the town, down the stair, in the cold, frost in the buggy light, the bells were ringing, oh, oh, children singing Christmas Day. Amen, 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 amen. 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 Amen.
Bells from the new record on 91.3 WYSO. Love that tune. Hey. And you got a winter song, a Christmas song.
That's
you got that?
Right. That's right.
Perfect.
Yeah. We love Christmas.
That's track four on the new album called The Proof, and it's got some very well drawn pen and ink on here, I'm just telling you. Did you do that?
No, I wish I did that. Our good friend Simon Miller of Enchanted Beard Press, he does this. Yes, right.
They design.
Come here, little girl, see what you can find in the Enchanted Beard. There's toys.
Exactly right. So you got to weed through, but you'll find something.
You'll find something. Something to eat. You never know. It's the Bengtsons live in the studio on 91.3 WYSO. I got a pair of tickets for someone coming up here when we wrap. Also, some they're kind enough to give us a couple copies of the CD that we can send out as well. You guys have a nice spirit. I have to wonder how long you've been doing this because isn't it an awful lot of togetherness? You are married. You practice your craft, your art together. Do you set apart time where it's like, don't talk to me. I'll be over here. I love you, and I'll be back.
The humiliating thing is that we kind of don't.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta say, my life got a lot better when I was spending all my time with Sean.
Oh,
the secret to marriage is that then you can spend all the time you wanted to with them, and no one could give you crap about it.
Huh? And it's true, right?
And it's true.
So, how long have you been working together, and how long have you been married?
It happened at basically the exact same time. Our first practice together also ended up being our first date, and then literally 2 weeks later, we were engaged. That was 3 years ago. We were married 2 years in August, and we're so I guess about 3.5 years together and 2.5 years married.
Well, congratulations on a nice union, and also thank you for a nice. I appreciate the joyful, the effervescence of what you do. It's nice.
Thanks a lot.
If people wanted to say they weren't the lucky caller to win the CD or just wanted to find out more about you, is there a website where people could go?
Oh, my goodness. Is there?
Yeah.
Is there ever?
Funny you should ask.
You can find us at
www.bengtsons.com. It's BENGSONS.
By the way, have you thought about changing the E to an A? I mean, how cool is that? Bengtsons.
It's like rhythm. You know what? If we get like a lot of callers in today saying that we should definitely become the Bengtsons, we would be open to it.
When Julie was first talking to me about it, that's what I thought she was saying. I was like, "What a cool name!"
Oh, man.
And I was like, "Oh right, heads up, Bengtson." But it's German.
It's a Swedish. Actually.
Swedish.
Close, yeah.
Yeah, there's something about the bang makes me feel like.
Yeah. Not exactly of my people, or of the Rubenstein and Fillion.
Is that right? Well, see, look how it doesn't matter the origin of the vector. Sometimes come together,
right.
And it's just beautiful. And then now, the Bengtsons live in the studio. I hate to be greedy, but would you play one more for us?
Oh, we'd
love
to. What do you think? You want to play Saturdays?
Sure. Yeah.
So we're going to play a tune. This is actually from our new opera, which is also called The Proof. And the opera is about a couple who's very in love. And this song comes at sort of a love song for the end of a long life together.
That's lovely.
Watching you walk through our Saturdays. Saturdays. Hold me together. What falls upon
Saturday.
I know
that I.
Lovely. And that's from the new record, The Proof?
Yeah, it's from the new opera, Absolutely, The Proof.
That's beautiful.
Hey.
So I hope it turns out that way. You guys have a lot of Saturdays together. If one of them brings you by this way, be sure and stop in and see us. You're at Canal Street Tavern tonight. The Bengtsons live in the studio, a little sneak peek. Our own Walk the Moon going to be playing as well. Going to be a great show. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
So much.
What a pleasure.
Come by any kind.
You're awfully good looking yourself.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Family and I have been listening to your show for quite a while.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
My mom loves your show. She listens to it every day. Yeah, so.
That's right,
Terry. Thank you, Mom. Thank you. Well, you made a great son, and I really, really seriously approve of his wife. The Bengtsons on the Canal Street Tavern tonight. We'll put a link on our site. You'll be able to listen to this live performance in a couple days. You'll look there, and we'll link to your website as well. Thanks so much. Have a good show. Break a leg tonight.
Thank you so much.
Wasn't that first song about burning stuff?
Yeah, you
know. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
There it is.